You. Written by Lightning Big and read by Flower Parish. This is a Star Wars The Clone Wars fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Cody/Fox. Tagged, soulmates, soulmate goose of enforcement, my beloved. You know when you just write 1K of literal silly goose shenanigans, in space. There is a goose in the guard barracks. Fox knows this because it woke him up, an ungodly screeching honk directly next to his ear. He'd been inclined to think it was just a new facet of his stress dreams, but when he hadn't stirred fast enough, the beast started nibbling at his fingers instead. So, now he's sitting up in his bunk and there is a goose standing at the edge, staring beady little eyes into his. Fox stares back, scowling. His calm is on top of his trunk, at the end of his bed, but the goose is standing in the way of him reaching for it. His fingers are still smarting from the previous feasting attempt, and he'd rather not risk them again so soon. He tries to weigh his options, sneaking glances at the rest of the room, but not leaving his eyes off the goose for too long. The thing is, Fox doesn't even know how the goose got in the first place. A prank, maybe? Did Thorn bribe it in and leave it loose, just banking on the fact that it would be a nuisance? Fox doesn't even think he's seen geese before on Coruscant, which begs a different question. Where did this one even come from in the first place? Fox snaps out of his musing when another honk sounds, uncomfortably close to his face. It seems his feathery companion has lost its patience with him sitting still, and has scooted closer once again to make their complaints known. While closer to him now, it's moved a little out of the way of the end of the bed, giving Fox room to duck around its spread wings if he commits to the attempt. He takes the opening while he has it and dives for his calm. There is a goose aboard the Negotiator. Cody has a half-hysterical thought, wondering how it boarded in the middle of a hyperlane undetected, or if it's been hiding in the cargo hold since their last campaign, and only just surfaced now. He doesn't realize what it actually is at first, still too caught off guard by its sudden appearance, and also its immediate flurry of chaos. He is, currently, chasing the goose down the bunk corridor, running behind as it honks and beats its wings against the walls. Any trooper who was unlucky enough to also be in the hallway is sent scrambling, trying to dodge both the flurry of feathers and the crushing plastoid hulk of a Marshal Commander barreling into them. If Cody was more aware of it happening, he'd find the situation funny. As it is, though, he's tunneled in on the goose, and on the comm unit still held tight in its beak. He'd been in the middle of flimsy work when the wretched thing had somehow tripped the sensor to open his door, and then had waddled in and accosted him with a determined focus he'd admire, were it fixed on any other target. Cody's hand still throbs where the goose had clenched down on it, succeeding in him dropping the datapad he'd been holding and sliding away from his desk far enough for the goose to hop up and rob him. It all happened so fast. Before Cody could even straighten up and realize what had happened, the goose was tearing off again, wings slapping at the door panel and disappearing back the way it had come. It's bewildering. The fact that there's a goose here at all, the fact that it had an organized plan of assault and burglary. If Cody stopped to think about it, he might have put the pieces together himself somewhat sooner. As is, he finds himself watching in horror as the goose stops long enough to start pecking at buttons on his comm, starting a call to God knows who. Cody makes an executive decision and dives for the bird, collateral damage be damned. Fox is aware of a holocall connecting when he realizes the sounds of his goose-related scuffle are echoing. He can hear the tinny sound of honking and cursing, and in his peripheral vision, there's the telltale grainy blue of a video projection. He can't make anything out, the angle is wrong, and the goose in front of him still stubbornly wrestling with him for the unit. Fox can't even begin to imagine what the bird wants the comm so badly for, or what the chances are that whoever is on the other end of the line is dealing with the same problem as he is. Clearly, something else is afoot here. It smacks him at the same time as one of the goose's wings does, smacked right over the center of his face. Fox pulls the knowledge not from a real experience he's known, but from one of the horrendous romance novels Bly had favored. Bly was so convinced the novel was real, but Fox had rolled his eyes, unable to be convinced. But now, staring at something that should be impossible, he wonders. A soulmate bond, shepherded and enforced by the galaxy's most stubborn bird. So that means that... Cody manages to wrestle the comm back into his possession, his face finally popping into view. He's washed out in the blue light, but Fox knows him almost immediately. The curl of his scar around his eye and the frustrated curl of his lip. Distantly, Fox is aware of the goose settling down, of his own comm unit being dropped back into his now slack hand.
Fox!
Cody breathes out. Some of the tension in him fades, face smoothing out. On the other side of the call, it sounds like his own goose has settled down too, the fight left forgotten now that their first goal has been achieved. Fox opens his mouth to answer, but his voice sticks in his throat. It's always been him and Cody. There's no one else it could have been, really. Another honk, directly in his ear. Fox startles and almost drops the comm, swearing as Cody laughs. He wants to scowl, but he can't hold on to the irritation in the face of Cody in front of him, grinning and warm and there.
I see you've got a new friend bothering you, too.
You could say that. Fox sits up straighter, scooting further up on the bed. The goose watches, but stays put where it settled, eyes still trained on Fox.
So, do you have any idea what's going on?
It's, do you remember, Fox starts. But Cody, brilliant, wonderful, always on the same page as him, Cody, cuts him off before he can get too far.
Crushing Bly,
Cody groans, leaving the frame to put his head in his hands.
Little gods, he can never know about this. He'll be so insufferable.
We might be able to deal with it quietly. How fast can you get to Coruscant? Fox means it as a joke, knowing full well the situation Cody is in on the front lines. He's already running through a million situations in his mind, trying to figure out the logistics nightmare it will be having to work indefinitely with the goose nipping at his heels. Cody might have it worse, having to deal with his in the close quarters of a Venator. But then again, if the way it attacked the comm unit was any indication, maybe it had proved to be a good battle asset against the Seppies. Fox startles when Cody pops up again, a wide grin splitting his face.
What?
What?
We were already on our way in. The General has something to see to at the temple, and we've been in need of a resupply for a while now. I was planning on visiting you.
Fox sinks lower against the wall, sliding out of the frame enough to hide the smile on his own face. He's sure it's evident enough in his voice, knows Cody knows all his tells already anyway, but he'll take whatever plausible deniability he can get. Consider me surprised, then. Across the call, the goose pokes again at the comm unit, causing the picture to shake. Cody waves it off and pulls the comm closer, but he says, regretful,
I probably can't talk much longer. I was supposed to be doing work.
It's okay. I have to be getting out of here anyway. I'm on shift soon. Fox shakes his head, fondness welling up in his chest when Cody still protests anyway. You'll be here soon, right?
Sooner than soon. Swear on it.
The goose at his side honks, head bobbing. On the bed across from him, his own goose leans forward and bonks its head against his shoulder. It's touching. Surprising, considering the violence they started with. Fox isn't holding his breath about the peace lasting, but it's nice while it's here. They hang up the call shortly after, Cody's grin blinding when he drops a share, and watches Fox splutter. He still can't really believe it, that there's a soulmate bond waiting to snap into place. That Cody is coming to see him. Gods, getting through these next two shifts is going to be agonizing. The end. This was potted for ITPE as a treat for Coracathonia, because I really wanted to pod this, and you like silly, so I hope you enjoy it.